When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to episode 83 of District of Conservation. I'm going to have two brief episodes this week, and this is the first of those two for Wednesday, today, and Friday. I'm going to talk briefly about the Responsible Recreation Pledge that has been circulating across the outdoor industry and why I've signed on to it and why I think you should sign on to it. So here is what that entails. A coalition of hunting and fishing conservation-based organizations banded together recently in response to the COVID-19 pandemic to encourage outdoor recreationists, specifically those in the hook and bullet crowd, hikers, bikers, boaters, etc., but especially geared towards those who fish and hunt, to practice the concept of responsible recreation. Now, this principle may seem redundant because most people who go out in the water and those who go out to the field are very responsible and practice social distancing even before this pandemic had hit. But it's a good reminder to tell people and encourage people to employ best practices when they are going out on the water, when they are going to the field. Although most hunting seasons have now concluded, with the exception of predator hunting, that is still available year-round in most states. I would say most of the 50 states in the country. But this will specifically apply to people who go fishing, boating, hiking, and doing other recreational activities like that. But here's what it is and a little bit of background on this. This was launched by the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, which is a DC-based nonprofit organization. And essentially, they launched this with the hopes of encouraging Americans to enjoy outdoor recreation while adhering to proper COVID-19 safety protocols. So they partnered with, and I'm reading this from their press release or website announcing this initiative, they partnered with familiar organizations like the National Wild Turkey Federation, the Congressional Sportsmen's Foundation, Ducks Unlimited, Trout Unlimited, Pheasants Forever, and the Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies. And actually, this was brought to my attention even more by my friend Stephanie West Vadalaro, who is a past guest, and she also is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications at the Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation. So there's a bit of a challenge. But essentially, these groups have come together to encourage Americans to take advantage of the country's numerous outdoor activities to recreate on public lands and waters, all the while maintaining proper social distancing and adhering to other best practices encouraged by the CDC and whatnot. So here is what this exactly entails. So when you sign this, there's no gimmick attached to it. It's just a symbolic gesture. But when you do sign this, you specifically agree to planning ahead, purchasing licenses and park passes online if they are available. You also promise to recreate close to home. You pledge to adhere to best practices for avoiding contracting the virus. You adhere to following state and federal guidelines as they are available. You promise to pack out your trash as a courtesy to others and to avoid the appearance of overuse. And you also can share your experience in a respectful way on social media outlets. And you can use this by using the hashtag responsible recreation and denote this by the hashtag. I've actually heard from people, some contacts within the Department of Interior, that some people close to DC are not practicing these rules, that some are overfishing, they're catching illegally, they're using cast nets and other discouraged means of fishing. So I figure to bring in that real world context, and then just a simple reminder that when you are recreating and you are purchasing licenses and you are purchasing rods and reels and other equipment, that you do so in the confines of the law. You don't want to over abuse the privileges we have with that, and you want to make sure that you're not taking more than your lot. But I think this is a really good campaign to kind of encourage people to do this. Again, it's largely repetitive if you're already practicing responsible outdoor activities and cleaning up. I'm always very keen to pick up after me when I leave a fishing spot, if I'm fishing from the shoreline or if I'm going somewhere outdoors or if the trash is not contaminated, obviously to help pick up reuse and trash when need be and to not leave a place worse off than it was. But I really hate seeing litter anytime I go fishing or go hiking. I think this is naturally embedded into each of our brains, but obviously you need to be really good about doing that, although it bears no repeating that you need to. But if you're already doing it, encourage others to do it. And just be aware of your surroundings and don't go snitching like people are doing, like Karens, supposed Karens are doing. But if you see something, you can make a complaint about an area that does need enforcing out there, or just do something on your own and pick up trash if you see it rather than make a big stink of it, unless if it is really egregious and the area is being riddled with trash. Don't go overboard with reporting and snitching on people, but just make this aware and encourage your friends to take the pledge. I think it's really cool. I'll post a video about it in the coming days and why I think it's a good initiative, but I applaud TRCP for launching this with other conservation organizations, reputable conservation organizations, and I think it'll catch on more, especially as we enter the summer months, especially now that it's past Memorial Day, things are warming up. We want to leave our surroundings cleaner and better, and we want people to practice fishing and boating from a safe, comfortable distance and to encourage others to replicate those efforts as well. If you have enjoyed the podcast series, make sure you are following us on social media, especially Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find us on about 18 different podcasting portals, especially Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many, many others out there. You can find exactly where we're featured on services like Anchor.fm, which is our home base. But if you want to leave a review, Apple Podcasts is the best way to go. I will read off some of those reviews and other items in another short form podcast on Friday. But thank you for leaving those two reviews. We've had two more reviews. I wasn't really asking for reviews recently, but it was really nice that those two listeners on Apple Podcasts did that. So I'm really grateful and I'll express my gratitude more on Friday. But sign the Responsible Recreation Pledge, share it with your friends, post about it on social media, encourage others to explore the great outdoors in a responsible manner this summer. Stay tuned for Friday's Quick Bite episode as well. Thank you for listening.